Well, I got a rendezvous with high octane fuel today. Oh, God. I know the weather's lousy, but who cares? You'll see me out there on the good ship, Grease.
I'll be at the helm. Grotesquely overdeveloped arms resting on the throttles, which I will have jammed into the Arab position, as we call it. That's full speed ahead, so that the engines make the sound that makes the whole Persian Gulf stand up and cheer. And that's... My honey on the bow, tatas akimbo. The good life. Last weekend was great. I mean, it was fantastic. I was at the helm because I wanted to be alone. I wanted the smoky camel in the breeze and smell the sea air. Plus, I was hunting sailboats. I didn't see anything on the radar, so I said, Martinez, take over for me. I'll be below in the salon. He said, Roger, sir. I said, notify me if any targets appear. He said, Roger. I went below and walked into the salon, which is soundproofed so that you can play the Steinway without any irritation. I looked at all my friends that were gathered around. I said, hey, Dad. Hey, Dad, I'll go to you. Yes, I'll have a piece of pate. Thank you, sir. Is it the Beaujolais we picked up from? Yes, oh, very. Ooh, yes, I love this. The bouquet is slightly impertinent flavor, though, but very nice. Very nice. So tell me, how is everything at the club, really? Old man McGillicully still working on the greens, really? Oh, yes, he's irrepressible, isn't he? Irrepressible. Just then Martinez ducked his head around the door and said, sir? I said, yes, Captain Martinez. He said, could you come to the deck, please? I said, would you want to excuse me?
You got one? Huh? He said, yeah, I got one. I said, all right. Yeah, I got him. I see him. I have him on visual. Okay, ready, tube one. He said, Roger. Arm, tube one. He said, tube one. Arm, sir. I said, fire on my command. He said, prepare to fire. I said, fire, tube one. I watched as that torpedo left its trail of death through the water. I allowed for windage. I allowed for drift. I said, looks like we're on target. Looks like... Corrected! Martinez, pull up alongside of the wreckage. Hang on. I ran up on deck and I pulled the tarp off this 50 calibers there. I said, yeah, pull me in close. I want to see the look in your eyes, huh? This sailboat scum. Anyway, all right, hey! That one! Shut up, you sissy, huh? Martinez, yeah, throw a hard reverse. I don't want any viscera wrapping around the props. All right, let me know if anything else. All right, you got it. Oh, I love it. All right, let's get back into this. I walk back into the sun. Hello. He says, is there a problem on deck? I said, no. Everything's fine. Captain just wanted to talk to me for a second. So tell me, everything with the foundation going nicely? Raising those funds you'd hoped for? I noticed that Ladies' Home Society is about $20,000 short of their goal. Now, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will write you a check for the 20 grand if you can't raise it by Wednesday. How's that? Because you all have been so very good about raising the money. And just then, Captain Martinez tucked his head around those. Sir? I said, yes. Excuse me. Yes, what is it, Captain? I shut the salon door. I said, you got some more sailboats? You still got those grenades? Hey, give me one of those grenades, yeah? Huh? Let me hide it in the back of my leg. Let's pull up alongside them like we're in distress. All right. Pull up alongside them, that's it. That's it, bring me right alongside. The two maggots of that day sailor looked up questioningly, wondering if this man was doing this huge ship coming alongside their stinking boat. I said, excuse me. But I think you lost this. Hit the gas, Martinez, no! All right, let me. If you need me, I'll be back in the salon. Okay. All right, I'll be right there. So tell me, everyone. Mm-hmm. And those vibrations, nothing. That's just the. That's when the engines kick into overdrive. The ship vibrates just a little bit. All right, everyone, if you could give me one moment of your time, please, Phil, thank you on the piano. I thought we'd do something a little different this trip, and we have Reverend Masters here to lead us in the devotional. Reverend, if we could all bow our heads, thank you.
It's the Best of Grease Man Show. On DC 101.